Melissa.
Blog Talk Radio.
In memory of the over half a million Americans and the 80 million people who died during World Wars I and II, we offer this prayer, sung by Yolanda Adams.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be
Okay, now everybody from Arizona and Texas, throw your hats in the air and go, yeehaw! I love her rendition of that. I love her rendition of that. It's beautiful. And this is like, on the video, you see this great big huge hall, like Carnegie Hall or something, that she's singing this at. It's fantastic. Totally fantastic. And you know who that guy was? Did you recognize his voice?
No, I didn't.
His last name is Montaigne. What's his first name? I see his face. Damn. Anyway, yes. He was on one of those Find the Murderer type shows, you know. At a long, long time, years, years. Anyway, welcome, Ann, and welcome, Sue.
Thank you, Jenny. Oh, my.
I wrote it down, darling. I wrote it down. I've got a 3x5 card taped to my desk right next to my computer that says Sue, not Susan. See? If I have to do that until I break that nasty habit, so be it. There you go. I'll get it right. I'll get it right.
You will.
My goodness gosh. Dang that girl anyway. Jeez. Anyhow, okay. I'm talking to me, not you. I'm talking to me. Yeah. Nobody else is going to say it, so I'll say it. You dang that. Get it right. Oh. So anyway, John found that version this time. Yolanda Adams. And, oh, I can't believe that girl's voice. It's fantastic. Totally amazing.
Amazing. Yeah.
Wow. Yes, yes. Okay. We have got a lot of great music. And Anne will be happy to hear this. I've got three Sister Rosetta songs today.
Oh, great.
Lovely.
Wow.
So, yeah, we're cooking with gas, I swear. Two of them were left over. Let's see, one was left over from last week, one was left over from the week before, and one is new today. But we've got three of them. Three.
Oh, fantastic.
So I thought, okay, that's going to make us happy. That's going to make us happy. That's a good one. And we've got so many other fantastic songs. So let's get started here.
Yeah.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. My goodness, how do you make a choice? Oh, I know. Let's start with Gwen's request. Because this is something that opera. Start our Sunday service with opera. At least he's got an operatic voice. It's Joseph Locke. And he's just got this big, clear, strong, booming baritone. And we're going to listen to him today. He's going to sing If I Can Help Somebody. And it's a fantastic song.
If I can help somebody as I pass along, if I can cheer somebody with a word or song, if I can show somebody he is traveling wrong, then my living shall not be in vain. Then my living shall not be in vain. Then my living shall not be in vain. If I can help somebody as I pass along, then my living shall not be in vain. If I can do my duty as a Christian, if I can bring back beauty to a world abroad, if I can spread love's message as the Master taught, then my living shall not.
Wow. What a voice.
Nice.
Yes. Nice. And you can tell he's got a trained voice. He's been trained. But who cares? It was beautiful. I love the way he rolls his R's, the way he rolls them. That was always, when I was growing up, my boyfriend was in the cathedral choir in Spokane.
Yeah.
And I wasn't, he was. They were always fascinated because once a year they would have choir competitions and they would compete against Canadian and English choirs. Mm-hmm. And they were all fascinated with the way that the English and the Canadian choirs rolled their R's when they sang. And so you'd hear them walking around town or down the park or whatever, and they'd be practicing just goofing around, and they'd all practice rolling their R's.
Oh, really?
Oh, it was really kind of cute. I mean, you know, here's these kids that are trying, especially the guys, trying to be big shirts, acting like grown-up men are trying to anyway, and rolling around trying to practice rolling their R's, and everybody's going, what are they doing? It was really kind of funny, but, you know, they had a good time with it, I guess, and quite a few of them learned how to do it, but without everybody doing it, the choir couldn't do it. So, you know, they just did it because they had fun with it. And that was all right because it helped them enjoy the music more. It helped them get into singing the church music more than they would have otherwise because it made it more fun for them. So, okay, if that's what turns your company gets, that's fine. Whatever. You know, I've all my life I've gone to this little Nazarene. Well, it was a really big Nazarene church after a while, and then I, as an adult, switched to a little one. But just regular church music, you know, not the bluesy gospel, jazzy jumping stuff I wanted to sing, but you know, regular church music, just regular hymns, no big deal. But so I never got into that kind of thing with the rolling R's and all that stuff. It was like, oh, okay, this is interesting. I'll listen and find out about this. Never did quite attract me to it, but that's all right. I went to that church for a couple of years to see what it was about, you know, all this. And their teachings were really no different than what I had grown up with in the Bible and everything. But what was different was their commitment to obeying those teachings. Because it was the Episcopal Church, okay? You got to get that right out front. It was the Episcopal Church. And that's an offshoot from the Church of England, okay? An anglicized version of the Church of England. And they just have this attitude that, okay, we did this bad, we did this bad, we partied and got drunk, and we, you know, this and that and the other thing. Well, let's go to church on Sunday, and we'll go through our stand up, sit down, kneel, all this stuff, and we'll be forgiven, and then that's okay, we can go out and do it again next week. Well, yeah. I'm sorry, but doesn't that defeat the whole purpose of living the way God wants you to?
Oh, certainly.
I think so, yeah.
You do all this stuff, and you're forgiven for it, and then you go out and do it again? No, that's not how it's supposed to work. It's not supposed to work that way. When you're forgiven because you recognize that you did something you should not have done, you try to not do it anymore. You don't go out and party hardy the next week and then go back to church on Sunday and do your stand up, kneel down, pray and all this stuff and, you know, start back at the beginning of the wheel. No. That's not.
No.
So I didn't last in that church very long. I just didn't. And my boyfriend later became my husband at that point, and he was really into that. Do whatever you want to, just be forgiven for it on Sunday, and you can go do it again, because that's how he grew up. Mm-hmm. I tried to change that. I got him into the Nazarene church with me, and so he did learn a different way. Mm-hmm. He just never embraced it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
At this point, we've been divorced a lot of years, thank you, God, and he's on his own. He's doing whatever he's doing. I have no idea. So that's all right. You know, he's a grown-up person, and we each have to make our own choices. I wish he had chosen different, but, you know, because he didn't, I know that God has someone that lives with Jesus in his heart. And he's got that all set up and picked out for me somewhere. So that's what I'm looking forward to. And I'm just going to be patient until then, you know. I don't need some of this. I don't need any more of this. Let's party hardy and do all our sinning and all that stuff, because we can be forgiven, and then we'll go and do it again. You know, it's all right. I mean, you're gonna fall flat on your face. You know, I've said that before. You're going to fall on your face and break your nose, heaven knows, a numerous times. You're going to forget how to count that high. But not so much on purpose. You know what I mean?
No. Yeah, that's right.
You don't go out and have an affair with a married person and then you get forgiven for it because you're so sorry you did it, for how much trouble it caused and how many changed lives it caused, and then go out and do it again? No.
No.
You did it once. Don't do it again. Don't do it again.
That's right.
Don't do it again. That doesn't mean you can't be with somebody and you can't have sex and you can't, you know, love somebody. You can't have fun. You can't, you know, that's not what that means. That just means you stay away from married people, because they have made a choice, and God supposedly helped them in that choice, if it was ideal at any rate. God helped them, and that's the choice they should be with. And if that's not the right choice for them, then they need to get out of it and not be married if they want to go around with other people. You know?
Yeah.
That's all that means. It doesn't mean you live like a monk or a nun or whatever. And no, I won't say that, because that's not kosher. Anyway, but you're still a human being. You still live like a human being. You don't cavort around with married people. That's just not allowed. That's not allowed. And it happens all the time, guys. It happens all the time. I got suckered into it. That's why my marriage is in the toilet. But for some reason, I think that there was a reason it happened, maybe to show me firsthand that it's not a good thing. Because it shows you don't do this. Look at all the problems it causes.
Oh, I would feel so guilty doing something like that. Wow.
Oh, yeah, honey. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because you know you're doing something wrong. And the guilt is always there. And it grows and it grows. And finally, something snaps. And you're tired of being so careful. You're tired of being hidden. You're tired of being the secret. And even if you don't make that mistake that lets the world know something's going on, the other person will. Because he didn't care if he got caught. You know, so it's really not a good situation for anybody to be in. If you want to be with somebody, that's great, but make sure they're not married. That's all I can say. Make sure they're not married, because that is a really bad situation for everybody concerned. And I figured that the hard way. I really did. And I am so thankful that I have figured it out, because I know that it's not ever going to happen again. Because it takes You can't blame it on the other person. It takes two.
Yeah.
Okay?
Sure. Yeah.
So if the other person, if the other person wants to and makes a pass and does all this other stuff, you don't got to buy into it. You can stop it. It takes two. So I figured that one out too. So, and that was the person that contacted me last month and wanted to see me again. I said, no. You're married, dude. I ain't going there. It's not happening.
No.
Not anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day, this is what you got to watch out for, because Satan is very sneaky when he uses people that don't belong to God and don't want to. Is that the very next day, this guy contacted me again and said, well, have you made up your mind yet to see me? And I said, yeah, I made up my mind. I answered that question yesterday. The answer is no.
That's right.
So he finally got the message, and I haven't heard from him since, and that's how I want it to stay.
Yeah, that's right.
That's how I want it to stay, because I won't see him again. He's not, well, I'm not going to say that, because that's putting down another human being that God loves. And, but, you know, he needs some work. He needs some work. That's all I'm going to say about it. He needs some work. But I ain't going to do it. It's not my place to fix him. I've tried to let him know, and he refuses. So I put it in God's hands, and he's got someone more capable than I in store for that man. And I hope it takes, because I do not wish any ill on him, because I am better off. But it was still a wrong thing to do, and I'm not ever doing it again. So I just wanted to let you guys know that I have no idea what, okay, God, you put it in my head. I said it. There you go. Because I had not thought about that in a long, long time. That was not going around in my head saying, oh, I'm going to talk about this. No, it's kind of popped out. Maybe there's someone out there listening that is thinking about it, of doing that, and needed to hear what happens, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe somebody needed to know that someone else has found out that it doesn't work. You can't do that. So there it is. I just, you know me, on a Sunday when God puts something rattling around in my brain, I just let it kind of fall out my mouth. And because there's always somebody out there that's needing whatever that message is. So that's a good way to do it. That's a good way to do it.
Did you say what John posted?
No, I've just been flapping my jaw. I haven't really been looking at the chat.
Oh, you'll see it.
Telling my secrets. Well, yeah, I am. When it comes, it's like testifying in church, honey. Mm. You know, you can't make a point to touch somebody's heart for good unless you let them know how far down in the hole you were.
Yeah.
And God pulled you out. Well, yeah, but the thing is, that's really my only secret. And it isn't a secret anymore.
Nope.
It's right out there for everybody to see.
You
know what? That was the whole thing. When you're going around with married people, you got to hide everything. You got to make everything a secret.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah,
if you're going around with somebody that's not married, but for whatever reason they have to keep certain things hush-hush for safety's sake, or for keeping everybody else out of your business, whatever the reason might be, that's okay. That's okay. But to be hidden because there's married people involved, that's not okay. That's not okay. So anyway, there it was. But you know what? I don't care if anybody says anything or not, because I came through that fire.
Yeah, you did.
And I'm on the other side, and I know that that particular fire has been burned out. And that's a good thing. That's a very good thing. So, there we go. Yes.
Okay.
I spilled my secrets. That's how it is. And if you need that example for anybody, you have my permission to use it. Because if it helps somebody, I don't care. I don't care.
I had my experience, and I don't want another one. It's been a long time ago. But I didn't know he was married until about 3 months after into the relationship, and his wife showed up at my front door.
Oh, my word.
Oh, it was not a free shot.
Exactly.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, no. Oh, no, honey, it was not fun.
No.
Well.
It wasn't. So I learned my lesson a long time ago.
Good, good. But, yeah, because my lesson was better than 20 years ago, so I guess mine was a long time ago. But it wasn't, his wife was not the issue. She didn't find out. He was expert at hiding things. And that was the first red flag, you know. The second red flag was that he was in a position of authority that people are supposed to be able to look up to and trust and go to for help.
Mm-hmm.
That was the second red flag. Because I learned a little bit too much about that segment of the population here in Arizona. And they are not all lily white. They are not all perfect. They don't all follow the rules. And for a while, it ran rampant. There was a lot of trouble. But he ended up losing his job. Not over me. Mm. It was over somebody else. He didn't learn his lesson with me. He did it twice more and got caught and fired.
Oh, my.
So, you know, it's kind of like, do I feel sorry for him? No, I don't. I really don't, because he doesn't learn. Look at this. 20 years later, he's coming back to me wanting to see me. No, he never learned his lesson. He never did.
No.
But I thank you, God, that I did. I thank you that I did, because I don't get myself in that kind of a situation anymore with anybody. You know, like, you know, we want to spend time. That's fantastic, and I love the thought, but don't be attached. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not that has come up, but, but you know what? I'm not real worried about that either. I'm just not real worried about that. God has that in hand, and that's where I'm trusting it. So there we go. All right, that was my wish to y'all for today. And I do hope that whoever out there is needing to hear that can use it and gather strength from it. Don't go there. Just don't go there. All you're going to get is hurt. It's not good.
Killed.
Well, that too, yes. That does happen, and it has happened down here in Arizona. That does happen, yes. Don't go there, guys. Just don't go there.
I'll never go there.
Yes, if you care about someone and you want to be with them, make sure they're free enough to be with you.
Yeah.
That they don't have anyone else that has a grip on their heart or their pocketbook or whatever, that they don't have to answer to a person of the opposite sex for anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In other words, make sure they're not married or engaged or something like that, because that's trouble. That's just trouble. All right. That's what we did. Okay. Let's play an Elvis song. I think
sounds great to me.
Yes, it does. How about, yeah. He sent me some Elvis songs today, John did, and it's fun. But this one is Sue's request.
Oh, good.
Do you remember making a request, Sue?
Yes, I did make one this week, and I said,
very
this is the
good.
Only one I'm going to post. Remember?
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly, and it made me laugh. That was so cute. But it's a whole lot easier for me to keep sorted out that way if there's just one request per show. I can keep that straight.
Yeah.
So
just get rid of all those others, and I'll start over.
Well, I've looked back for 4 weeks, and there is only, I think, one or two other songs in the past 4 weeks. But I'm not going back any farther than that. And if you send me, and this is about anybody, not just you, Sue, this is about anybody. If you send me more songs than 1 week's worth, they're not all getting played. Because it's just too hard to keep track of them. It's just too hard to keep track. So, yeah, you can send me a Thursday song, a Saturday song, a Sunday song. That's great. And then after the gospel show on Sunday is over, you can start over again for the next week. That's perfect. That works out very, very well, actually. So,
okay.
I'm going to play Sue's request, and it's an Elvis song. This is fantastic.
Okay.
If the Lord wasn't walking by my side.
Good one, Sue.
Can you imagine? Oh, think for a second.
That's
I can't even imagine where I would be if I didn't have the Lord walking by my side. Man, I'd be in some deep hole somewhere buried. It'd be horrible.
No.
Just all dark. Here we go.
Well, I was drifting, and I was wondering, and Jesus found me, he heard me praying, and now I'm singing, because I'm happy, and I don't know just what I'd do
if the Lord wasn't walking by the side.
What would I do? What would I do?
Well,
I'd be lonely, discouraged, burdened on the way.
If the Lord wasn't walking by my side every day,
I'd be so friendly.
I'd be friendly.
And I'd be helpless. And
I don't know
just what I'd do. I'd be so helpless, and
I don't know just what I'd do if the Lord wasn't walking by my side every day.
If the Lord wasn't walking by my side.
Oh, I like that. I like that. That last note ending, that was perfect. That was beautiful. I love it.
That wouldn't that have been fun to have been able to sing with them when they were having a good time singing gospel?
Oh yes. That would be one of my dreams to be in the living room with him at the piano and just singing gospel songs and having a good time with music. That would be perfect. That would be perfect. Alrighty then. We all have our dreams. And as much as we...
Well, they probably would have gagged me because I would have messed up the tune.
Now, have you heard that song he did with... Oh, was it the... No, it was the guys just hanging around doing a song. I don't remember what the song was, but, oh, Lordy, by the time they got to the last three stanzas, they were all singing Sour Notes, and they were doing it on purpose. They were doing it on purpose. So, you know, if somebody's in there that can't carry a tune and kind of goes sour, they're going to sing sour just to support them. I know they would. I think that's beautiful. But I heard that and it just made me laugh. Oh my gosh, that was so funny. Yes. All right. He sent me one that is beautiful. I love this. I was smiling the whole way through when I heard this, and I have listened to it 3 times since he sent it. It's fantastic. It's by Lloyd Goodson. And, okay, the title's going to give it away, and you just have to enjoy this. If Jesus Was a Trucker.
Oh, my.
Yeah, exactly.
Breaker 19, JC on the front door, all you southbound cotton pickers, negatory on the lot lizards and happy pills, affirmative on the whiteout, we got a lemonade stand at the base of the grapevine, come on. If Jesus was a trucker, he'd pull up to your dock, he'd load up all your heartaches, he'd stack them to the top. Head on down the grapevine and roll through Bakersfield. He'd unload in Modesto, he'd really wheel and deal. He'd load his shiny Transtar all down with brand new wine. And a Jubilee you can't believe till he rolls in on time. If Jesus was a trucker, you bet he'd be your friend. You'd call his name, he'd hear you plain when the skip's not even in. Lay that hammer down. If Jesus was a trucker, you'd soon be heaven bound. Baker Burn, you got an air bear on your donkey, we're gonna shake the boy and send him duck hunting. Could Jesus be a trucker? You better think about it, friend. They missed him as a carpenter, and wait till he comes rolling in. The hands that missed him last time crash landed in the rough, and I wondered what JB would think if JC drove a truck. He may not be a trucker, you better listen, friend, he's real. And sometimes I feel the nail-scarred hand just holding to my wheel. Sometimes I feel his glory right here in this old cow. One day the devil backlogged all my sin, but he picked up my tab. Breaker, all you cotton pickers, you see that ball of light? Shaped like a corn binder, blow my doors off, flying north on I-5, taking down the mile marker, smoking the pavement, and mercy sake, Jake, the blacktop's on fire.
Shaped like a corn binder? Okay.
Oh, that was different, I'll say that.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah, that's, you got to have a farming background to know what a corn binder is. But it's like, you see that light shaped like a corn binder? It's like, what? Where in the world? On grapevine? Say what? I've been in that neck of woods a lot because my ex's mom lived in Bakersfield when she was still alive. And so we went, and we lived in L.A. for a little while. So we were back and forth across the grapevine, which is the highway between Bakersfield and L.A. And we were back and forth across that sucker all the time. And it's, they get such wicked fog out there. Oh, my. You have to pull by and wait until it dissipates because you can't see a foot in front of you. And that's bad. You don't want to do that over a mountain road. So... it was interesting. It was. It's really funny. It's funny to hear all these songs, and they mention places that I've been, places I've lived, and it's weird. It's just weird. It feels kind of, okay. Yeah, so, there we are. Okay, let's play Susan's request. I'm gonna get that in my brain one way or the other, honey. I really am. One way or the other. It's just, it has to be. It has to be. Okay. George Harrison. Now y'all know he was the lead guitar in the Beatles.
Yeah.
And they had a lot of fun with the real weed, the unscrubbed weed, you know. They were getting in trouble over that all the time. And other stuff, mostly weed. And then he smoked cigarettes since he was like a kid, a little kid, you know, 9, 10 years old. And he did end up with throat cancer, and it killed him. So he's been gone for a while, and he had just started getting good with the songwriting. If you ever get a chance, listen to the song "My Guitar Gently Weeps." That does not in any way sound like a Beatles song, a George Harrison song. Listen to that. And here's another one that he wrote, and he recorded it first, "My Sweet Lord." And this is Susan's request. there we go. And that's a sneaky way to get out of an ending, is just to keep going and fade out. That's a real sneaky way to get away from having to have an ending. That's not fair. I'm going to go to my corner and cry. That's just not fair.
Oh.
Oh, lordy, lordy. Never mind. It's not worth the stake.
No.
You know, that's the whole thing is, yes, sometimes we have to cry. It just wells up inside until it leaks out your eyes. That happens sometimes. Yes, it does. But you know what? It doesn't accomplish anything. It doesn't change anything. It doesn't solve anything. It just gives you a giant, humongous headache you can't get rid of. So then you're even more unhappy, but for a different reason. Different reason is good, you know. Probably, maybe that's the purpose of it, to get you quit thinking about what you were crying for in the first place. Anyway, yeah. I don't know where that came from. I have no idea, but there you are. I gave it to you. There you go. Use it how you can. Elvis. We got to play another Elvis song. I haven't had enough. This one is If We Never Meet Again.
Perhaps never meet anymore, till we gather in the heaven's bright city, far away on that beautiful shore. If we side of heaven, as we struggle through this world and this world, there's another meeting place somewhere in heaven, by the side of the the charming roses bloom forever, and where separations come no more. If we never meet again the sight of heaven, I'll meet you on that beautiful
some traditional gospel for you. And when they get that backdrop of kind of a descant harmony without being too high, I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just relaxing. I think that's what I like about it. It's easy to listen to and it's just relaxing. But there are other kinds of music that aren't so relaxing, you know. So let's one of those is, and I love those. Went too fast. There we go. This is the Primitive Quartet. That's what they call themselves, Primitive Quartet. And I think it's after the instruments that they use. Okay, so this one's called Who Rolled the Stone Away. There you go.
Come and see
It just lifts your heart and makes you happy, puts a smile on your face, and I think that's absolutely fantastic. Speaking of putting a smile on your face, I think it's time for a Sister Rosetta song.
Oh, yes, please.
I truly, truly do. And this is the one that John sent me today. Mm-hmm. So it hadn't been hanging around for a while. It's Precious Memories.
Pray the path somewhere.
A very fast 5 minutes. You know? Wow. 5 minutes. It didn't seem like that long. It just did not seem that long. I have one we got to play here. This is one of John's favorites. This is one of my favorites. And I think most of you guys at least like it. Maybe it's your favorite too. Norman Greenbaum, Spirit in the Sky.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, just starting to get into the guitar solo and they fade it out. Another fade out trick. Another fade out. My goodness gosh, what the hell are you up to with that fade out stuff? I want endings. Oh, well, that ain't happening. So, okay, we'll deal with that. Exactly. We'll deal with that. That's okay. All right. It's time for another Elvis song. Because,
yes.
Just because. Because, mm-hmm. Just because. Yes. Okay. This one is one we don't hear very often. And I have to admit, I haven't played it very often. But I do like it. It's called I Believe in the Man in the Sky.
Your steps that lead to any church form a stairway to a star. They're part of God and should be trod more often than they are.
I believe in the man in the sky.
The man in the sky.
I believe with his help I'll get by. My footsteps may falter, my eyes may grow dim, but he's my Gibraltar. I'm trusting in him. Though a sparrow is all I may be,
he is all I may be.
On me he will still keep an eye. Yes, I'm singing his praise till the end of my days. I believe in the man in the sky. Yes, I'm singing his praise till the end of my day. I believe in the man in the sky.
Man in the sky.
Oh, now that was an ending. I love it. Beautiful. The 1940s style. Priceless. Totally priceless. All he needed was, I'm sorry, this vision is just making me laugh. All he needs is a college letter sweater and a megaphone. Oh, my, Rudy Valley style, you know. Okay. I just, that's what it made me think of, you know, those old movies that I used to see when I was a kid. They were in the late 50s, you were seeing movies from the 40s, you know, and even the 30s actually, but those college movies were big back then, and it was the letter sweaters and the longer skirts for the cheerleaders and the megaphones, and oh Lordy, that's what it made me think of. It was just totally amazing. Okay, I have a song here by, you guys remember the band the group America?
No, not a band. No,
I'm not familiar with it.
Okay, do you remember the song A Horse with No Name?
Yes, I remember that
was America.
Okay.
That was their number one song. And I've got a Christian version of Lonely People by Dan Peek. Dan Peek was the co-founder of America.
Yes,
and let's see, he, what I'm looking at is he died in his sleep at age 60 in Farmington, Missouri. And it was heart disease. Heart disease took him. Now, back then, let's see, he died in July 24th, 2011. At age 60, and he was born November 1st of 1950. So, you know, the dude just didn't take care of himself, evidently. Age 60 is not very old. And it was really, really sad. And they got together, actually, let's see, he formed the band with Dewey Bunnell and Jerry Beckley, and he met them at a high school in London because their fathers were stationed there with the United States Air Force. So I thought that was pretty good. Their first album, they had the number one hit, A Horse with No Name, and that led to a Grammy for the best new act that year. So, you know, they weren't slouches. They could do it. And then power to him. In 1977, he became a Christian and renounced drugs and alcohol, which led him to lead the group America the same year. And then in 1979, he began a career in Christian pop, with his first solo album called All Things Are Possible. And it was recorded for Pat Boone's Lamb and Lion Records. So he went into retirement, you know, in just a few years before he died, but he remained active as a songwriter. And then in 2011, heart disease got him. So, you know, he had a pretty decent round. You know, he was with a very popular group. They had number ones. They had Grammys. They, you know, they were out doing their thing. And praise God, he became a Christian, renounced all that, and felt that he needed to leave that group in order to uphold his new status as a Christian. And hey, I give him points for that. You know, that's hard to do. That's hard to do, but he did it. And he was just slated to die young, that's all. And his heart said, I got you, you Hummer, you. I'll teach you for the first part of your life. You ignored me. But you know what? He had a good run. He had a good life. I am sure that once he got away from the drugs and alcohol, that he was happier. You know, I don't know the man. I am just assuming. But when a person gives up those things by choice because they've become one of God's children, they're usually a lot happier, And he kept on writing songs. He didn't quit. He didn't quit. So here is one that he did, and it is a Christian version of Lonely People.
This is for all the lonely people
Pretty cool. I've always liked that song. And when you think of it, when you really listen to it and you hear the Christian words to it, it's even better. I like it even better. That's great. Okay. I've got one. And I have a plan. Why? I don't know. I just thought I'd try it for a change. Be different. Yeah, okay. It's only going to last two songs. So, you know, it's not a real big plan. It's not very famous. All right. You know, the Beatles movie is, he's got a plan. Yes, he's got the plan. It's a famous plan. Well, mine's not a famous plan, so it doesn't matter. All right. It starts with Elvis singing, "Where could I go but to the Lord?"
Living below in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Driving along to face temptation, so now won't you tell me where could I go but to the
Thank you.
The next part of this plan is to play a song that I did play on Thursday, but if I can find it, it's supposed to be in here. Oh, Lord knows. Maybe I'll never find it. But anyway, it was to play, and I'm still looking, so be patient with me. I'm jabbering while I'm looking for it. The plan was to play a version of The Anchor Holds without the story in front of it, just the song, so that you guys can hear it. Because it's just, it's an amazing song. It just makes you think, you know, and it makes you realize that no matter what happens in your life, that anchor's always there. You can always turn to the Lord. You can always turn to His Word, the Bible. You can always ask Jesus, please take my hand. Please carry me through this stretch of horrible time, because I can't do it myself. You know? And I found myself praying that prayer the other day with all of this. I feel like I'm stalled out, you know, with buying this house. And it was like, I can't do this by myself. I can't get through this on my own. And I thought, you know what? Turn to your anchor. And so I did. And, you know, of course, the tears flowed because I'm just feeling like a piece of fluff blowing in the wind any which way anybody wants to puff at me. And, but by the time I got done praying, I didn't feel so bad. I knew that however long this takes, I am going to get that house. There might be some repair I have to do to it, but I know how to do that. It's not going to be that big of a deal. And I am going to have my home. And the Father and my brother, Jesus Christ, are going to get me there. And then I've got the support of the special people in my life that He has given me to see me through things. So by the time I got done praying, and then came my broadcast, and I told you guys about it. And by the end of that, I felt so much better. Because John had been led to give us laughing songs. Now, how can you stay in a depressed mood when you're listening to those songs and laughing? You can't. And that was the whole point. That was the whole point of those songs coming to us yesterday. Because God knew what I was going to feel like. And He knew what it would take to pull me out of it. Thank goodness it doesn't usually take too much when I get to feeling that way. But I realized I'm not doing this alone. I've got the Father. I've got my brother, Jesus Christ, and I've got all my special friends. And I've got John. You know, and if I have a question or I need an answer to something, He's right there with it to help me with that. And it's wonderful. It's fantastic. And Shauna, I can always talk to Shauna. And I can call Sue. See, I got it right. I have a very wonderful circle of friends that the Father has given me, and I'm not doing this alone. It feels like it sometimes, but I know I'm not doing it alone. So this is why I thought of doing this song again, because it just brings that to light and lets you know, no matter what, that anchor. So here's the anchor holds.
I have journeyed through the long dark night, out on the open sea. My faith in
the ship's been better. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn.
How hard the wind blows, how much rain comes down, ripping up your sails, the anchor holds. So your anchor
Here's
is always...
Song. That's the one that Rhonda had sent in.
Yes.
The story on Thursday, I believe you did.
Yes.
It's really pretty.
Yes. 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 She sent that to John, and John sent it to me, and I put it on the show. Yes. That is the one. And this is the version without the story in front of it. Mm. It's a different person singing it than the person that wrote it. Like,
yeah.
The one with the story is the person that wrote the song. And this is a different person singing it. But it's the same song, and it's just as good. It's just as good. Yes, it is beautiful. So I needed to play that today. So I'm glad you all enjoyed that. You got something out of it as well. That is a very wonderful thing. So, all right, let's pick this up and let's fly with it. Okay. let's do another kind of a country type thing, a hill kind of thing. Let's see, where is that? Hello, hello. Where? Oh, yeah. Okay. Jenny, you're not doing very well. Okay. This one is called When I Wake Up to Sleep No More. It's by the Marshall family. John sent me this. There you go, feet.
What a glad,
awesome,
wonderful morning. Just to hear Gabriel's trumpet sound. When I wake up.
When I wake up.
No more, rising to meet our blessed Redeemer. With a glad shout
I'll leave the
ground. When I wake up,
when I wake up to sleep no
more.
When I wake up,
some glad morning,
sleep no more.
Jewels adorning,
how happy I'll be.
Over in glory,
beautiful show.
Tell a story with the Redeemer of all the ages, praising the one who I adore. When I
when I wake up to sleep no more.
Glory to God, I'll have a new body, changed in the twinkling of an eye. When I wake up,
when I wake up to sleep no more.
Leaving behind no troubles and trials, bound for the
sea up on high.
When I wake up,
when I wake up to sleep no more. When I wake up,
some glad morning,
sleep no more.
Jewels adorning,
how happy I'll be.
Over in glory,
sure.
Tell the story with the Redeemer of all the ages, praising the one whom I adore. When I wake up,
when I wake up to sleep no more. When I wake up,
some glad morning,
sleep no more.
Jewels adorning,
how happy I'll be.
Over in glory,
sure.
Tell the story with the Redeemer of all the ages, praising the one whom I
sleep no more.
When I wake up,
when I wake up to sleep no more.
I like that. When I wake up to sleep no more, that's going to be a fun day. That's going to be absolutely fantastic. I can't wait. That's going to be so cool. So cool. Yeah. Okay. Speaking of so cool, let's hear So High from Elvis. I love this song.
Okay. Yeah.
Quickly, and we don't have to listen to it for too long. They get in there and they get it done. I just would rather not, but you know, hey, that's how it goes. How about another Sister Rosetta song? Anybody for that?
Yeah.
Anybody want to do that?
Always.
Okay. Let's do that. Let's do that. Here's one I found that I thought it was absolutely cool, and it's still cool. Can't no grave hold my body down.
It was early one morning, just about the break of day. Angels came from glory, rolled a stone away. When the women came along, child, and found that their baby was gone. Down. Can't no grave hold
He did. He put that last note on there. Cool. I was waiting for it. He actually did it. He actually put that last note on there on that piano. So he finished it. He finished it. I was
go
waiting to see.
Do yours. Go ahead and do yours. I've missed it lately.
Oh, there you go.
Dun, 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 dun. There we go. Okay. Here's one that most of you are probably going to remember by Cat Stevens. Because he's the one that did this that I remember it from. But this is a different version. This guy's voice is so strong and clear. It's phenomenal. That's the only word for it. The song is Morning Has Broken.
Oh, yes.
Yes. The man's name is Edward Woodward.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
First morning, blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them springing fresh from. Like the first morning.
beautiful. That's totally beautiful. You know, I always liked Cat Stevens' version, but this tops that. Hands down, this tops that. It's just gorgeous. I love this.
It's great actor.
Yes, yes. And you know, there's a lot of the great ones that are gone now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really sad. But it happens. As we get older, we lose more. And sometimes that's hard to handle, you know. I think of my uncle just turning 90, and it's like, oh, my gosh, you know, I feel so fortunate that he's made it that far. I mean, he had a tree fall on him and break his back, and he came through that, and he walked again, and he still ran his lawn company. And it's,
what age,
you know,
was he when that happened, Jenny?
Well, I think it was before I was born, so probably in his 20s, his late
20s. Oh, okay. So he was really young.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. He was very young. I think that's what helped him to be able to heal and carry on. Mm-hmm. So, but to tell you the truth, I'm not real sure how old he was. I'm trying to remember what I have heard as I grew up. And I think he was in his late 20s, early 30s, something like that. But it could very easily put him down and out for the count. You know, I had another cousin, he was older than me. He was an older cousin. Actually, it was my mom's cousin. But he had a tree fall on him, and he was paralyzed the rest of his life. So it's kind of luck of the draw as to how it happens. God has to move that tree in a certain way so that you can heal and come back from it. And it doesn't always happen that way, and that's kind of sad. But I just stopped to think, he's 90. I could lose him any time, and I don't like that thought.
No.
I don't like that thought. And my aunt is 91. I've lost two aunts already, and she's 91. She's the oldest of the 8 kids, and I can lose her any second. You know, she just had a blood infection. And I don't like that thought, but the comfort of that is that they are both Christians. They both are God's children. And without any question, without any doubts, and when they do die here on this earth, I know I'll see them again.
Yeah, sure.
So I take comfort in that because I'm not losing them. I'm just being parted from them for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So I can do that. I don't like it, but I can do it.
Yeah.
You know how that one goes, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have another superb song. But let me say first, I've got 10 minutes left, and I've got this song and an Elvis song I want to play before the end of the show. And if I say my goodbyes now, then I'll just play the songs at the end of the show because I've only got 10 minutes. So, you know, I am so, so glad that I made this today, and I got to do this for everyone. There was definitely a message that God wanted me to put out there, and I hope that the person who it was meant for heard it and it helps them. God has that in hand. I don't, but that's what I am hoping for. And I want to thank Ann and Susan for being here for the whole show. Aside, crap, I did it again. Ann and Sue. No, ding dong. I need to put, okay, here. Click to edit.
Put a boy named Sue. You won't forget that.
Sure.
That's true. That is very true. And save. Okay, if it saves it, I can look right at your name, and it's right there with your phone number, so I don't have to try and remember anymore because obviously
okay,
my brain is not functioning properly. It needs
cool.
New switches. So anyway, boy named Sue. Only thing problem with that is that you're not a boy.
No.
You're just named Sue. Anyway, I thank you for being here. And Susan was with me, but she was in the chat. So that's a totally different thing.
Right.
So thank you for being here. Thanks to Victoria for hanging in here to listen to the show. I appreciate that as well, because that takes the time as much as coming in and actually being on the phone with us. And that's fine. That's not a problem at all. So, you know, guys, thank you so much for being here, Sue and Ann. I got to say that over and over again, and then I'll finally get it. This is amazing. But and everybody in the chat room who was there all day, boy, we had some hinky stuff going on in that chat room today. It was kind of strange, but that's okay. That's okay. Everybody learned I got a shotgun and a Sig Sauer and a 357 revolver and, you know, whatever serial killer is on the loose, better not mess with me. I'll put five shots into him and I'm faster than nobody's business. So no problem. But anyway, see, we had some very strange conversations in chat during the show.
Yes.
And, but it was cool. It was cool. And then thank everybody who clicked the links from the groups and came over and listened that way. That's another way to listen. And you can do that anytime. Even after the show is over, you can go into the groups and click the link, or my Facebook page, click the link, and it'll take you to listen to the recorded show, because the show is always recorded. And that's usually available about 15, 20 minutes after the show's over. So keep that in mind. All right. And now I will see you Thursday, and I have a treat on Thursday. John has sent me a song of Elvis singing harmony with Elvis. Elvis is doing a duet with Elvis on this song, and it's really kind of cool. It's really kind of cool. So I'm going to be playing that on Thursday, and a little incentive there for you kids. So come on, join me on Thursday, same time, same channel. Same bat time, same bat channel. You remember that from Batman in the 60s on TV? I tell you, people, my mind is strange. It's got things in it that you just would not believe. Like plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. You know, Speedy Alka-Seltzer. Strange things. Anyway, so to end this show, I am going to play a song that is a fervent prayer from an alcoholic to God. He's become a Christian and he wants to quit drinking. And he's asking God for a special kind of help. This is by T. Graham Brown and it's called Wine into Water. I'll see y'all Thursday.
You've heard a multitude of prayers on my behalf, and I pray one more is not too much to ask. I've tried to fight this battle by myself, but it's a war that I can't win without your help. As any man can go, I'm down and I can't fall much farther. And once upon a time you turned the water into wine, and now on my knees I'm turning to your Father. Could you help me turn the wine back into water? So many times I've hurt the ones I love. I pushed them to the edge of giving up. They stood by me, but how much can they stand?
if I don't put this bottle in your hands. Tonight I'm as low as any man can go. I'm down and I can't fall much farther. Could you help me turn the wine back into water? I shook my fist at heaven for all the hell that I've been through. But now I'm begging for forgiveness and a miracle from you. Cause tonight I'm as low as any man. I'm down and I can't fall much farther. And once upon a time you turned the water into wine. And now on my knees I'm turning to your Father. Could you help me turn the wine back into water? Could you help me turn this wine back in the water? Yeah, yeah. God bless y'all.
Thanks for having me.
Is long. He keeps you calm.